Okay, Manny. Yeah, it's interesting that there weren't too many people who talked much about their experiences. I know my uncle was in the Merchant Marine, and I think it was he only started to talk about it like one time at a family gathering, and what he had to talk about was very interesting. Rick also mentioned Ed Ireland. Ed went through a lot of experiences, and at the end of the war, he ended up at the Japanese mainland. I think this is how the story went, that he was actually at either Nagasaki or Hiroshima, and he had duties there. Well, I'm not sure how long after it was or how close he got to the center of where the bomb went off, but I know that the VA looked after him quite closely for years because he was so close to that during that time. Rick, you might comment on that if you remember any of that. And we did have one club member, JKQ, or I forget exactly how his call went, and I can't remember his name, but I remember years ago, he was on the California during Pearl Harbor, and he and I were working at one of the rest stops, or one of our weekend rest stops at the, and he went into, I got him talking about it. I wish I would have had a tape recorder because it was fascinating what he had to talk about. Okay, Ron, we're to you with Mike DeFalo, KCAYBF.